Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon. Not a bad one. Rain's going to be moving in a little bit later. By the way, in about 11 minutes from right now, Jason Beeman from the National Weather Service in Mobile rejoining us to talk about what happened yesterday over on Copter Road. That EF1 tornado, 95 miles per hour touching down, and he's got an explanation why the radar really didn't pick it up accurately. So we'll talk to Jason, and also he's going to get you all set up here because, like I said, we do some bad weather moving in during the overnight hours. You need to be prepared for it. And Jason Beeman from the Weather Service will be joining us at 5:20 on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump, now the chair of the Kennedy Center. Trump said the newly constituted board elected him unanimously, and he wrote on Truth Social, quote, "We will make the Kennedy Center a very special and exciting place," unquote. He also appointed Rick Grenell to lead the Kennedy Center on a temporary basis. So there's something. He's just doing a little bit of everything.
Very active, very active. Okay, speaking of active, stocks ending mixed today after reports showing that inflation is getting a lot worse. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed with the Nasdaq managing to eke out a gain as a hotter-than-anticipated inflation report added to worries that the Fed would not cut interest rates anytime soon. The consumer price index increasing 0.5% in January while it rose 3% on an annual basis, which is the highest level since June of 2024. So-called core prices, which exclude the more volatile gas and food categories, were also hotter than expected. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower. The Dow winners, Apple, Salesforce, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, McDonald's, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 225 points. The Nasdaq higher by 6. S&P 500 down 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And there's always been a lot of parking situations on University Parkway at UWF, causing just a lot of crowded space. Well, Pensacola Morning News' own Andrew McKay has an update on that.
Anyone familiar with the parking problems on University for the students of the apartments close to 9 Mile will see a sudden change on University because there's no cars parked there on the west side of the street anymore, and there have been about a half dozen no parking signs put up. I talked with Wes Marino, the county administrator in Escambia County. He says, based on concerns of public safety and the number of calls they were getting from people about that, that they put those signs up prohibiting the residents, students from parking there. Of course, the problem is there's too many cars for the apartments and they don't have anywhere to park now. Looks like they might be parking across 9 Mile in the Target parking lot down towards like the Panda Express kind of area. Not a great solution for anybody, but maybe better than having 50 or 60 cars parked on the side of the road every night where it's unlit, but they still have to walk that way. Andrew McKay reporting from 9 Mile University for News Radio 92.3.
Okay, and I'm sure Andrew will be all over this tomorrow morning, Pensacola Morning News, beginning at 5. And I'm wondering who actually administers the decisions for leaving those cars parked on the roadway without lighting and the safety factor there. Somebody's got to be held accountable for that.
Right, absolutely.
Okay, Andrew will be talking about that tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
And it's already about 5:15. Since we're talking about cars, I'll go ahead and get us started here with traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium. At the roads here, do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Also on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through the Windhaven Beach area. Outside of that, our worst looking spot's probably going to be on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. So be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 73 degrees. Low of 60 tonight. We do have a high surf advisory that bleeds into your Thursday, where the high will be 70 and the low will be 46.
Yeah, unseasonably warm temperatures around the area. And, of course, the chance of rain increasing later tonight into tomorrow. Super Bowl had more than one winner. Lillian Wu has an explanation for us.
Fox Corporation scoring record sales from Super Bowl 2025. More than $800 million in gross revenue from ads across all platforms. On TV, on its Fox networks, including Fox Deportes and Telemundo. And on digital, such as free streaming service Tubi and NFL digital properties. National ads for the most watched NFL championship game to date commanded upwards of $8 million apiece. Fox, which says that was record pricing for the sold-out telecast, estimates its average audience also hit an all-time high mark for the game, 127.7 million viewers. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this. Immigration enforcement, of course, is up across the nation. We're seeing some reports that there were large enforcement operations happening in Alabama, including in Baldwin County yesterday. Federal agents swarmed a construction site in Locksley Tuesday, reportedly detained one person. The FBI confirmed that they had operations in both Baldwin and Lee counties in Alabama. Jail records in Baldwin County show that the number of immigration folks held in Baldwin County is roughly four times higher than it was before President Trump took office.
Okay, listen, if you have recently gotten a text message saying you haven't paid a toll recently, you're not alone. In fact, I got one of these just the other day. It's apparently a brand new scam hitting cell phones nationwide. Gerdale Scott explains.
The text reads, "The toll road's notice of evasion. You have an unpaid toll bill on your account." It then tells you what to do to avoid a late fee and being reported to the DMV. It's a scam to get your information. The Federal Trade Commission says links in the text often redirect people to a page asking for credit card information and, in this case, your driver's license number. So what do you do when you get one of these messages? First, don't click anything on it. Call the agency that collects tolls in your state to see if it's real. You can also use your phone to report it as a junk text. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
I tell you what I did, because I shoot the Garson Bridge daily. I pulled over to the toll booth. They have a little office there, Sun Passed Us. And I went in there and showed them my phone and said, "That is not real. Do not just totally delete it. Don't even do it." But anyway, take care of that stuff. Do not, if you don't know what it is, do not hit any link on something that could get you into a lot of trouble.
Yes, very good rule of thumb there. And applications are now open for Escambia County Summer Youth Employment Program. The program is open to young people from ages 16 to 24 who want paid work experience over the upcoming summer. You can get more information online at myescambia.com.
Okay, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up there in Cleveland announces this year's nominees, and Michelle Paulino has them.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced 14 nominees for this year's class. That's why they call me. Bad Company, The Black Crows, Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, Joy Division / New Order, Cyndi Lauper, Manah, Oasis, Outkast, Fish, Soundgarden, and The White Stripes. Some first-time nominees include Bad Company, The Black Crows, Chubby Checker, Outkast, and Fish. For the 83-year-old Checker, the nomination is a long time coming. His 1960 hit, The Twist, sparked a nationwide dance craze, inspiring other dance moves like the Watusi, the Mashed Potato, and the Jerk. Inductees will be announced in late April. The induction ceremony will take place in Los Angeles this fall. Michelle Paulino, Fox News.
All righty, 518 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we were just talking about immigration officials present in Baldwin County, Alabama. Well, changes are coming to how the Sunshine State handles illegal immigrants. Details on that and more shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
In an ever-changing world, it's important to know that God never changes. Governments change, interest rates change, the seasons change, relationships and even stoplights change. But the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the book of James that in God there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Malachi 3:6, God says, "I am the Lord, I change not." The God that parted the Red Sea for Moses and the children of Israel to walk on dry land is the same God who can provide a way of escape from your trial. The God who dropped manna from heaven can provide heavenly nourishment for you today. In a world full of changes, rejoice in the fact that Jesus never changes.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Wasn't your typical Tuesday afternoon in Ferry Pass as tornadic activity, EF1 tornado, 95 miles per hour, moved through the Ellison Industrial Complex on Copter Road. Joining me this afternoon, Jason Beeman from the National Weather Service in Mobile. Jason, tell me about that system.
Well, it was a EF1 tornado. We went out there and surveyed the tornado this morning, determined based on the damage there that it was an we rated an EF1 tornado with winds estimated around 95 miles per hour. It was on the ground for about a half mile total. Obviously, the core of the damage right there in that industrial park, and a very narrow tornado, maybe 30 yards at its very widest. So a very brief, small but intense tornado that obviously produced some significant damage in that industrial park area.
I know we were on the air yesterday afternoon when it happened, and we were getting a lot of communication, text calls, things like that from people that saw the front come through. They said it was a tornado. Why did it take so long for the NWS to confirm that?
Well, obviously we had video, we had the video that was supplied by many people. So it was very clear cut early on that it was a tornado. What we have to do after the after the fact is go out and actually survey the damage to determine the exact path, the exact intensity. If we didn't have a video, as in this case, we have to look at the damage pattern to see if it was a tornado or straight line winds. Obviously, the video helped us to answer that first question really easily, but then we still had to go out and do the survey to confirm the details of intensity and the overall track of a tornado.
Is this considered a bad one?
I consider any tornado that causes damage to be bad, and any tornado certainly can. You know, it's on the scale. You know, we start at EF0, we go all the way up to EF5. So obviously not the most intense tornado, but obviously for where it hit and where it impacted, obviously we had three minor injuries, and we're thankful from the reports that we hear everybody's going to be okay and be able to recover from it. So that's obviously a serious event that impacted those people yesterday.
Okay, here we are 24 hours later. It's Wednesday afternoon. What are we looking for in terms of weather moving through the Pensacola area?
Yes, so we have a slight risk of severe weather. For the Pensacola area, Scambia County, Florida, that's really going to be later tonight. We think we're watching a lot of storms organizing back over southeast Mississippi, a little bit of an inland southwest Alabama now. That will all gradually organize into a line and move towards the Pensacola area later tonight. It might take closer to, you know, the midnight, 4 a.m. time frame to really start impacting the Pensacola area. We'll have to watch for an isolated cell to develop ahead of that. During the evening hours, we really think, you know, especially from midnight to 4 a.m., it's probably the best time window to see potential severe weather in the Pensacola area. Again, straight line winds and a possible, you know, tornado is possible with this line as it moves through. So especially with everybody going to bed tonight, just make sure you have a way to receive warning information overnight should a warning be issued for your area.
Great advice. Jason Beeman with the National Weather Service in Mobile. Hey, listen, thank you guys for watching out for us.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure.
All righty, just about 5:27 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing evening. Thank you all for staying safe out there. Do have some backups developing on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just some minor stretches of congestion in our usual spots. Probably the worst-looking area going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound passing the Oriole Beach area. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 60 this evening. Tomorrow, hopefully a drier Thursday, where your high is going to be 70, low 46.
527 News Radio 92.3, another airline passenger meltdown. You're going to like this one. In the not-so-friendly skies, Tom Rigotti has more.
Luis Vaquero of Passaic County, New Jersey, near New York City, is charged with interfering with flight crew members. Federal prosecutors say Vaquero's meltdown started shortly after takeoff from Miami, when he started harassing passengers, including threats of violence toward a disabled minor and mocking a group of Jewish passengers. Vaquero also reacted poorly when a flight crew member declined to serve him alcohol. And prosecutors say upon landing in Newark, Vaquero tried to get into the cockpit, telling a flight attendant he would break your jaw and also confronting the pilot. Vaquero was released after an initial court appearance. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, changes coming to how the Sunshine State handles illegal immigrants. The state legislature is expected to vote tomorrow on a plan that weakens the governor's ability to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. The new proposal calls for ICE to have direct control and supervision of any relocation plan, and it also calls for the federal government to reimburse Florida for any money spent on relocation.
Okay, President Trump held a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, expressing optimism for a possible end to the war with Ukraine. Peter Doocy has more from the White House.
The Trump-Putin phone call lasted over an hour, and it resulted in a plan for a meeting in Munich on Friday. Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio are going to meet with Ukraine's Zelensky. President Trump is also saying that as these peace talks begin, he wants the CIA Director John Ratcliffe, the NSA Mike Waltz, and the Special Envoy Steve Witkoff all at the table. Trump's telling of the Putin call reads, in part, President Putin even used my very strong campaign motto of common sense. We both believe very strongly in it. We agreed to work together very closely, including visiting each other's nations.
And Florida's ongoing nursing shortage is seeing improvements. The state university system says its nursing programs have maintained a standard of excellence by ensuring graduates excel on their exam and are prepared to provide quality health care to residents. The Florida legislature has invested nearly $140 million to expand nursing programs over the last 3 years, helping reverse the critical need for health care professionals across the state.
All right. Here in Florida, we have two special elections for U.S. congressional districts. three Florida legislature seats left vacant, along with an assortment of local elections. Now, just remember, if you plan to vote by mail, you must request it again for every general election year. A request made for the previous general election expired at the end of 24. You got to renew the request to vote by mail this year in 2026 when the next general election is going to be held. More trips to the supervisor of elections office.
It sounds like it.
You know, Robert Bender on first name basis down there.
Fox News break coming up here. The cost of breakfast skyrocketing. Obviously, eggs are more expensive, but they're up over 7% month over month. And drinks like orange juice jumped 7.7% over the last year.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone for about an hour this morning.
I also had with President Zelensky a very good call after that. And I think we're on the way to getting peace. I think President Putin wants peace and President Zelensky wants peace, and I want peace. I just want to see people stop getting killed.
He said the first face-to-face meeting he expects to have with President Putin will be in Saudi Arabia. Senator Chuck Schumer says in regard to the economy, President Trump has not delivered on a campaign promise.
When Donald Trump was running for office, he said prices will start going down on day one. It's now day 24. We've just heard prices went up 3%.
It was the first day of the Department of Government Efficiency subcommittee meeting. Republicans hailed DOGE's aims. Democratic members criticized Elon Musk. America's listening to Fox News.
And with your money now. The Consumer Price Index went up 0.5% in January, placing the rate of annual inflation at 3%. Both figures landed higher, though, than the respective Dow Jones estimates for 0.3% and 2.9%. That information was being felt on Wall Street today during today's trading session, where stocks finished it mixed. The Dow falling 225, the S&P 500 lost 16, and the NASDAQ gained 6 points. Shares of Lyft fell nearly 7% after the ride-sharing app reported underwhelming fourth-quarter results, lowering prices to keep up with competition. The company reported revenues at $1.55 billion, just shy of the LSEG estimate of $1.56 billion. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery are falling more than 2.8%, above $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Last week, we saw the Los Angeles Golf Club, led by Tommy Fleetwood, Colin Morikawa, and Justin Rose, take care of business defeating the Boston Common Golf Club, led by Rory McIlroy, Adam Scott, and Keegan Bradley, by a final score of 6-2. The Los Angeles Golf Club is now 2-0, while the Boston Common Golf Club is now 0-1-1. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi. Golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN+. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up. It's golf.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your life, your goals, your legacy. With a dedicated Fidelity advisor, it's all part of a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's, wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee-owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet. Kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at pensacolasymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Authorities are responding to a storm damage incident in Escambia County. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene.
At any time.
We do know that debris was lofted into the air. There are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
At any time.
The National Weather Service in Mobile confirmed this morning a tornado did hit the area.
When you need to know. Marconi Award winner, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Welcome to Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do like that. Looks like the roads are very light out there this afternoon, Austin. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yes, it's actually been a pretty smooth sailing afternoon on the roads. The only areas where we're dealing with congestion are some of our usual spots, such as I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, Gulf Breeze Parkway, so on and so forth. But we do have an accident reported at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway. However, if it is causing backups, they do not look too severe at this time.
I noticed in crossing the GAR sign earlier today, they did not have the FDOT state workers out.
Really?
Doing bridge work. So it was kind of a zip, along with no delays. It looked pretty good. Hey, there's another brutal road week ahead for the good guys as Pensacola travels to Birmingham. Got a weekend series going up there. The Ice Flyers return home against Evansville. Three-game series beginning Friday the 21st. Friday, Saturday games. pay the puck drop 7:05, and then on that Sunday afternoon game, it'll be a 4:05 start. Prosecutors up in Ohio have indicted three suspects allegedly involved in the string of burglaries that included the home of Cincy Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. We call him Joe Bo in Louisiana. Hamilton County prosecutor Connie Pillich gives background on who the suspects are and where in the heck did they come from.
All three of these men are believed to be citizens of Chile who came here legally under a visa-free program that the United States offers to a handful of countries. They appear to be involved in multiple thefts and burglaries in many jurisdictions.
Now, Chris, you know I'm a big sports guy. We've covered that.
Yes, you are.
And one of the biggest lessons to learn in the world of sports media is you got to stand by your takes even in times of adversity. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Well, all right, last hour, I told you, St. John's is number 9 in the country. They tipped off at 5 o'clock this afternoon in Villanova, and they are currently dealing with some issues, all right? I took St. John's.
They're losing, right?
Yes. I took St. John's. They're 21-3 on the season. They're number 9 in the nation. Right. Rick Pitino is a miracle worker everywhere he goes. And I said, with UConn taking a step back under Dan Hurley, this is going to be an opportunity for St. John to stand out in the Big East, but also to continue into the postseason, into the Big Dance, March Madness, and maybe be a team to look out for in that hunt. Well, they are losing to Villanova right now, 32-25, with 3.5 minutes left to go in the first half. But I'm sticking by it. Even if they get blown out, this game is just one game, people. Villanova's a winning team. They're at home. It happens. But we've got another game for you, so don't worry. Even if St. John's gets decimated and you're going to be as heartbroken as I am, at 6 o'clock, Florida State and Wake Forest getting underway on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find that on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. There is no pregame for that. It's just Florida State and Wake.
Okay, let's talk about some ice activities here. NHL games on a pause as the 2025 Four Nations Faceoff takes center stage. Joe Morgan has the details.
NHL players from the U.S., Canada, Finland, and Sweden will play a round-robin format starting tonight and culminating in the championship game Thursday, February 20th at the TD Garden in Boston. The two countries with the best tournament record will play in a one-game final, with a regulation time win earning 3 points, an overtime or shootout win worth 2 points, and a loss in overtime or a shootout getting a team 1 point. When speaking with reporters Tuesday after practice, Vegas Golden Knights forward Jack Eichel discussed playing for USA Hockey.
It means a lot to be able to do this. It's an honor, and just want to do my best to represent our country.
That was courtesy of the Golden Knights. Team USA first faces Finland on Thursday in Montreal at 8 p.m. Eastern. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I'm pulling for another miracle on ice there. I want the U.S. to dominate in that tournament.
Remember, Jim Craig was the goalie on that team.
Really?
I'm going back some years.
Oh, I thought you had a follow-up to that.
No. That's the only player I remember the
You're
team.
You're just like, Jim Craig existed.
But it was Jim Craig.
All righty.
And he was a goalie. I remember that.
You know, speaking of formerly prominent sports figures, former Ohio State University head football coach Jim Tressel, you may know that name, he is now the lieutenant governor of Ohio. The 72-year-old Tressel was confirmed today by the state's House and Senate. The House voted 68-27 to confirm him, so he's quite popular, while the Senate voted an overwhelming 31-1. Tressel succeeds John Husted, who was appointed by Governor Mike DeWine to fill the U.S. Senate seat previously held by now Vice President J.D. Vance. I'm going to assume that one Senate voter went to Michigan.
He might have just kind of mirrored his activities after Tommy Tuberville, leaving the coaching ranks and went to the Alabama Senate. So maybe he learned a few things on that side there. Hey, Santa Rosa County Libraries, this is a good story. Are assisting residents with 2024 tax preps. Volunteers from the Free Tax Assistance Company, AARP Tax Aid, will appear at the Gulf Breeze, Milton, and Navarre Libraries. The AARP Tax Aid Program provides service to low- and middle-income taxpayers with special attention to those ages 60 and older. You and I have had mixed emotions about this NIL situation. Mm. It's surfacing once again, Trump administration reevaluating the status of those NIL deals for college athletes. Jared Max has the story.
Name, image, likeness deals are given to college athletes based on athletes' abilities to generate interest and income for the schools they compete for. NIL deals, as former President Joe Biden wanted, are not in line with the new administration. Biden had said NIL payments must be made proportionately available to male and female athletes. Wednesday, the Department of Education rescinded this. The agency stated the NIL guidance rammed through by the Biden administration in its final days is overly burdensome, profoundly unfair, and it goes well beyond what agency guidance is intended to achieve. Acting Secretary for Civil Rights Craig Treacher said Title IX says nothing about how revenue-generating athletics programs should allocate compensation among student athletes. A House settlement is expected to be approved this spring. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right, several minutes ago, we got you a quick update on what was happening on the roads, but we'll get you a full traffic and weather together segment here since it's already 5:45. Not too much going on the roads, as we mentioned earlier. Thank you so much for staying safe out there. We do have an accident reported at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, but it's causing very minor congestion at this time, so don't worry too much about that. Our worst-looking spots are going to have to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. That's when you're passing Oriole Beach, but also on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, so be on the lookout for those areas there. As for the weather, 73 degrees, low of 60 this evening. Tomorrow, hopefully going to be a drier Thursday, high of 70, low of 46.
I got to tell you, if you're heading up north, and let's just use Chicago along that line there, Cleveland, Cincinnati, on into the New England states. Get ready for bad weather. Cold, wet weather, many locations up there. Janice Dean has the news.
Rain and freezing rain are persisting over sections of the Southern Plains to the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and Mid-Atlantic. Bitter cold air with dangerous wind chills continue for the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest. Strong to severe thunderstorms developing over the south with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes today. And the west is getting soaked with coastal rain and mountain snow, including Southern California. This energy will travel across the country through the weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And the White House says Wednesday's inflation report shows the Biden administration left them a mess to deal with. The latest CPI report showed the annual inflation ticked up to 3% in January. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the previous administration was not transparent in where the economy truly was and added that the CPI report is an indictment on the Biden administration's mismanagement of the inflation crisis.
547, News Radio 92.3, Governor DeSantis down in Miami. Today, opening up the boat show and says Florida boating remains a $30 billion business for the state with emphasis put on the FWC.
By eliminating unwarranted vessel inspections without probable cause, we believe FWC officers can better allocate resources and time to cases where there's a clear need for intervention, protecting our wildlife, and ultimately doing the work that they originally signed up to do.
Alrighty, and a new blood test has been developed to detect pancreatic cancer with 85% accuracy. Early detection of pancreatic cancer is key to treating it. Current tests require large amounts of blood. This test uses less, takes 45 minutes to conduct, and costs less than a penny per sample. The research was done at the OHSU Knight Center Institute's Cancer Early Detection Advanced Research Center. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't
it? Sure is. 5:48. Got to zip it along here on this Wednesday afternoon. Coming up at 6:20, Jason Beeman from the National Weather Service over at Mobile returns talking about that EF1 tornado on Tuesday afternoon over on Copter Road. And he also is going to give us an update on some very disturbing weather moving in during the overnight hours. Jason Beeman coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Alrighty, and at around this time every hour, we get you your Wall Street numbers. Once again, giving you another reminder that stocks close lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 225 points to 44,368. The S&P 500 fell 16 points to 60,052. And the NASDAQ rose 6 points to 19,650.
When you were watching the Super Bowl. That's right. If you were watching the Super Bowl the other day, did you notice Paul McCartney up in the suites?
Yeah, they were showing a lot of celebs.
There was some talk about that. Somebody mentioned to me, yeah, Paul McCartney was in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Mm. Well, also, you ready for this one?
Yes.
Paul McCartney is rocking the Bowery Ballroom. Michelle's back with more.
Paul McCartney brought a Beatles-level energy to the Bowery Ballroom in New York Tuesday night, hosting a last-minute pop-up show announced just hours earlier. The intimate concert drew a crowd of under 600 with fans lining up for $50 tickets that sold out in 30 minutes. The 82-year-old music legend played for nearly 2 hours, kicking off with A Hard Day's Night and rolling through classics like Let It Be, Hey Jude, Jet, Maybe I'm Amazed.
Blackbird singing in the dead of.
He also performed Blackbird solo on acoustic guitar, reflecting on writing it during the civil rights movement, saying, "We were just kids. I've got grandchildren older than that now." Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Okay, McCartney wasn't the only thing rocking NYC on Tuesday evening. The Westminster Kennel Dog Show crowned the new best in show. Fox's Sue Guzman has this one.
A new top dog named at the 149th annual Westminster Dog Show at Madison Square Garden Tuesday night.
The giant schnauzer.
Oh, Monty! He did it! 3 years and he finally wins best in show.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports. The third time was the charm for Monty the giant schnauzer. He beat out more than 2,500 other dogs and more than 200 breeds to win the top prize. Bourbon the Whippet coming out of retirement to win the Hound Group and Reserve Best in Show. In New York, Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Can you imagine a pop-up show, Paul McCartney, $50 for the tickets, and he plays for 2 hours?
That crossed my mind when I was listening to that story as well.
I like that. That's good stuff.
All right.
And you heard it here on News Radio 92.3.
Have you seen, we're talking about that Monty. Have you seen
the
him?
The big dog, the big schnauzer.
Yes, very handsome.
I've seen that dog. Charming. I've been watching Westminster every night.
Yes, charming young man.
My three monsters and I sit on the edge of the bed, watch Westminster. They get knocked out on the Yorkies, of course.
Yeah, that's their equivalent
to
the Super
exactly
Bowl.
Right.
They're like, man, this is a blowout. Monty's got it. Let's get out of here. 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, new traits coming out about people who take Ozempic, and it's actually some pretty good news, I'd say. We got Chris singing along
that's
to
the
jingle over
man.
Here. All right, but yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at this Ozempic stuff, thinking, is there anything it can't do? We'll find out coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tonight, yeah, you're right. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, grooving down with you. Peace, brother. I like that.
Groovy.
Yeah, it is. There I was last night, staying up till late. Really late, because I was waiting on Mark Vogel. You know, he's that teacher that was held over in Moscow. And they released him.
Reported on him yesterday.
And he did his thing with President Trump at the White House last night. I had to be over after midnight, something like that. So there I was. I watched him coming into the White House. They introduced him to everybody, and he made his statement and things like that. And then I looked at the clock and said, what the heck did I just do? I should have been asleep an hour ago. But anyway, what I'm getting at, yes, it is true. American school teacher Mark Vogel, back on U.S. soil after spending more than 3 years at a Russian prison. Mark Meredith has more on who the U.S. released in exchange for Vogel.
Fox learning it was a Russian cyber criminal, Alexander Vinnik, who's been held in U.S. custody since 2017. He'll be exchanged, and he was responsible for stealing at least $100 million from crypto. Basically, it was a cyber crime. Vogel, though, was all smiles as he arrived at the White House last night. He was arrested at the Moscow airport back in 2021. He was carrying a small amount of medicinal marijuana. Today, those who fought for Vogel's release say they are just simply glad he is out of harm's way. Vogel told reporters last night he was still trying to process everything that he's experienced while behind bars. His family, they're speaking out today, too, saying they are in shock over the developments of the last 24 hours.
Wow.
His mother was 95 years old, and he would call his mom weekly, and she said she did not hear from him this week. She thought something was up.
Ugh.
Well, she was right.
That had to be a scary feeling.
Great story, though.
Oh, no. It is a great story, 100%. All righty. Hopefully, I can keep the good news a-flowing with this traffic and weather together. So far, I've been able to this afternoon. It's been very smooth sailing. Thank you all for staying safe out there. Do have some backup still on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area. Also have some minor issues here and there on Highway 90. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, maybe you got a little bit in front of the Walmart Supercenter in Pace. No problem. Last major spot's going to be Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. As for the weather, 73 tonight, low of 60. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 70, low of 46.
News Radio 92.3. The layout of the land here in the studio, we have a bank of monitors, and we monitor different news outlets or weather situations. Watching the Fox weather monitor this afternoon, because they are preparing the Chicagoland area for a lot of snow and blizzardy conditions. Compared to last year, Chicago winters have been relatively mild this year, until it's going to be changing. I want to let you know. Robert Ray has the latest from Chicago.
The largest snowfall of this winter season is falling, creating whiteout conditions on the lakefront and pancake ice. And if you've never heard of that, well, it's basically like a mini iceberg on the shoreline of Lake Michigan. Meanwhile, many schools are closed. Chicago Department of Transportation is out clearing roads and dropping salt. Interstates, well, they're not very busy because of all this wild weather, and a ground stop at O'Hare International is causing some havoc. And yet, winter goes on. This weekend, more storms, and then sub-zero temps. In Chicago, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And as he says, winter goes on. What's the temperature around here?
what was I saying? 73?
I'm just putting a little stab there in Chicago.
Yeah. Mentioned this before the break. Ozempic, the popular diabetes and weight loss drug, reduces alcohol cravings and liquor consumption. Man, this thing's just
miracle.
A miracle serum.
Yeah.
That's what the first clinical trial involving GLP-1 drugs is showing, according to research published in the journal Psychiatry. The study involving 48 people with moderate alcohol use disorder demonstrated that people on low doses of Ozempic for just 9 weeks drank significantly less than those on a placebo.
And they had to listen to that darn jingle for 2 days straight.
Yeah, that's Ozempic's only problem, it sounds like. It ripped off
the songwriters?
Well, it ripped off that song, Magic. It's Magic? Ho, ho, ho. Is Magic?
ELO.
Yeah, that one.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know who ELO is. We've had them on bumper songs quite often.
Okay, Kevin Durant reaching another milestone Tuesday night. Jared Max has more.
It's now a table for eight at the NBA's 30K Club.
With his 26th point score tonight, Kevin Durant reached 30,000 points for his NBA career.
On TNT, Kevin Durant finished with 34 points in the Suns' loss to the Grizzlies Tuesday. The 15-time All-Star, 4-time league scoring champ, now in company with LeBron James, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Dirk Nowitzki, and Wilt Chamberlain with 30,000 points in the NBA.
So to be mentioned with those guys means I'm doing something right with myself.
At age 35, Durant isn't done.
I still got a lot of room to grow. That's the crazy part about it, you know, being this old.
17th season, 30,000 points for Kevin Durant. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, coming up at 6:20 this evening, Jason Beeman from the National Weather Service in Mobile talking about the EF1 tornado, but also getting you set for this evening's really nasty weather coming up.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.